WSIE 375 monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738, over.
WSHM 738.
No, that's my call. Oh, you're not hearing me. It's not duping over, eh?
No, I'm hearing you now. Everything's up. No, I was calling you. Anyway, good morning.
We may have doubled there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm hearing you just fine through the Detroit repeater.
So I'm working on that new radio system, and I'll get hold of you later this week to let you know if we're a go for next week on that one, and we'll give that one a try.
No. Okay. All right.
It's like a Trump thing, you know, it's top secret. You tell very little people, there can be no leakage.
Just like when they caught the Iranians off guard.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff going on in the world. You heard about that church down there yesterday in Wayne, huh?
No, I didn't hear about that. The only thing I heard over the weekend and seen was a helicopter crash in, in Algonac or Ira Township.
So, yeah, but I think the Iranian bombing and the church down in Wayne, there's going to be a mass shooting down there, and they plugged the guy, won't they? The pastor ran him over, and the security guard shot him and killed him. So, it's like, hey, they're chunking up for the good guys.
I guess doing a good deed for, the Lord.
Yeah, crazy stuff going on, I'm telling you, man. I guess he got a bunch of shots off, but he only hit, I think, one of the security guards there who happened to have been a parishioner in the leg. So it's only one the guy hit, but they ran him over and killed him, so. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hear about that. That was happened at 11 o'clock in the morning yesterday.
I didn't hear that one. Well, I was busy all day yesterday. The only thing I caught, like I said, was that clip of the helicopter crash in, near Algonac, by the Colony Lighthouse.
Now, let me get through my week area here. Okay, I think I'm working out of it. It's a little noisy. It will clear up here in the next minute or two.
Well, I can hear you fine through all that. I mean, there's a little baking frying, but not much.
Okay, so let's go back a few pages to that tornado. I'm always enthralled with weather situations, especially when you get something like that close by the house. Which, you know, it ended pretty close to you. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious from my backyard, you know, has branches down everywhere. Luckily, it didn't fuck mess with my house.
I wasn't ever spinning fast enough, right? It was like the lowest form of tornado, EF0, 70 miles an hour. But they're not accurate on where that started. You know, there's a street called General Avenue or something of that nature. Anyways, General, which is like a street just north of where Garfield splits off of Utica. There's actually a video of that tornado south of Masonic, west of Utica, spinning behind a car wash. I mean, you can clearly see it in the video. So whenever the weather people get on site and predict the path, right, it's a general rule. So they're off a little bit. That tornado started south of where they're saying it was and a little west of where they're saying it was. So they're a little off.
Okay, yeah, I know someone that lives over off General. That's like right, yeah, it's right there, like downtown Fraser, almost.
Yeah, there's some businesses on the south side. There were a couple of pine trees pushed over. I don't know about the neighborhood. On the north side of that street, there's houses, but I didn't see anything of any magnitude there. But anyways, that's pretty much it. We talk about these things because we know it drives an ex-paramedic crazy. So, hey, I'll probably talk about this for the next month.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. But, yeah, that was pretty interesting to see, you know. It's like, man, you know, it's like you never think that, you know, you get tornadoes in this area, but now we do.
It can happen anywhere, Mike. I remember a school teacher telling us in science class we're too close to the lake on low ground there in St. Clair Shores. Right? I live just, let's see, three and a half blocks from the lake. And like it was later that year or the very next year, a big tornado come through. It hit 9 and 94, 10 and Harper. It dropped down for a second. Then I want to say 10 and a half in Jefferson. It popped down where there used to be a school. It was called Chippewa High School. And then went across Jefferson and ripped a roof off a house. And then went out to the lake and then caused havoc out in Harsin's Island. So that was like 1981 or something. Long time ago. So don't say it can't happen. It can.
Oh, I know. Was there one, was it 2010 or was it 2009 when there was a tornado that touched down in the Grosse Pointe, St. Clair Shores area?
Oh, I kind of remember that because I think they were broadcasting the news from a park, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what year, but I do remember that. They didn't know at the time if it was straight line winds or a tornado. I think I do remember that one.
Or it started there and ended up in Shelby Township. I remember, yeah, I know there was a tornado in 2010 for sure because the mire there at Hall and Hayes, all the windows blew out.
Yeah, well, that's the tell sign of a low pressure being really super close to you. In fact, that tornado I talked about in 81 or 82, right in there, I knew a girl that worked at a veterinarian place right across from that high school. And it wasn't a high school at the time, it became a hospital or something. And they were in the middle of doing all that then. She had these narrow windows alongside her building facing north. And she told me, like, she could hear the windows going pop. I tell you, about that time I was down coming back from Indiana taking Shannon's oldest daughter back. She spent the weekend up here, but she was living with her dad down in Indianapolis. And I don't remember what time of year it was, but I remember being dark around 7, 7:30. So it was probably August, late August, something like this. And anyways, there was a rash of storms coming through. And the girl's grandparents called us because they knew we'd probably be north of Indy at that point on 69. And they were telling us there were a rash of bad storms moving through the area that were spawning tornadoes. And I'm telling you, the rain was terrible. You couldn't even see where you were driving. I had to stop under viaducts a couple times. And at some point, one of the last ones I've stopped under, the rain was going sideways. The only time you could see is when lightning went off, you know, for a brief moment. And at some point, I seen the rain get sucked out off the road from under the viaduct. So you know the only thing that's going to cause that.
Right. That's insane.
Yeah, that was way back in the early 2000s, so I don't usually get scared with that stuff, but that day I was a little worried, especially when you can't see because it's dark, right? And I mean, you don't know what's about to hit you. At least if you can see it, you can brace. It's pretty crazy, so. Good old Michigan weather. WSHM 738 to get that in there.
WRWB 49. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I remember in 2010 when that tornado touched down, you know, Max, Lady, and I, we were driving through Mount Clemens, and you couldn't even see in front of you, and debris was just falling everywhere. And I just looked at her and said, well, you know, if anything happens, it happens. We're driving through it. I said, just, you know, put your head between your legs and kiss you don't want goodbye. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff for sure. Anyways, what time you got to get going today?
Today is a 8 o'clock day, so I'll be, you know, getting ready here pretty soon, getting my day going.
All right, very good. Yeah, I jumped out the gate a little bit early today and beat the traffic.
Yeah, that traffic out there, Jesus. Especially with all these road construction projects going on, it just makes it 10 times worse.
It certainly does, yeah. It seems like every year it gets worse. It doesn't get any better.
Now, my understanding is they're going to put, new platform on top. Above 696 there, where they throw the old one down.
Where is this at?
Oak Park, where they tore down the, you know, the tunnel.
Yeah, is this the one with the park up above? This is the one that held up 696 from opening for a while. Because they were in a big dispute with the people of Oak Park, and they finally decided, hey, if we put a park up topside, will that make everybody happy? And I think they agreed to it. Is that the one?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it had something to do with the Jewish religion and the Sabbath day. I read a whole thing on it. It's on Wikipedia. They got like a whole article about it, and it tells the story of why it was held up for as long as it was because of the Jewish leaders in Oak Park.
Yeah, I'm not sure all the details, but I just know it was held up because of the community in Oak Park. They come to this agreement putting a park up top, and that appeased them apparently, and they were able to continue on. But it may have had something to do with they had to take out some neighborhood houses to plow through. I'm not really sure of all the fine details, but in a nutshell, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's right. That was the holdup, though. But, yeah, I don't know if they're going to put a new park up above there or whatnot, or what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I don't follow too much of it. They got too much going on, so I don't know what the latest hoopla is all about. Enough going on with worldly events to keep track of. Oh, hey, I'm going to give you a phone call here real quick. You got your phone handy?
You know, in the Middle East.
Sorry, I double-clutched it and doubled with you. So you got your phone handy? I'm going to give you a call here this morning real quick before I get to where I need to be.
Give me double L anytime.
All right, coming your way. Any oops. Look at that. Yeah. WSHM 738. All right, catch you in a bit.
Roger, WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSBQ 684, monitoring in mobile.
Morning time out there. WRWB 49.
WSGI 432, monitoring in mobile.
Morning, 432, with the in the Juliet 839.
Good morning, 839. How are you this morning?
I made it to the park in time to watch the sunrise. It's all golden.
Awesome, man. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I try to do it every morning, but it doesn't happen. But today it happened. And it's going to rise in less than a minute.
I hear that. It's a nice clear sky for that.
I couldn't agree more. I really couldn't agree more. It's going to be a beautiful sunrise. I can tell already.
All right, I believe you said 847. It was nice talking with you there for a second. I'm going to sit back and listen to the radio here and drink my coffee. Nice meeting you. My name is Jimmy, WSGI 432. I'll be mobile.
Hi, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I should have left the gap, and I apologize for that. Jimmy, you have yourself a super fine day. Tender spirit and God bless my friend. The name on this end is Don Delta Alpha November, and I'll move it here in Fraser.
WRPV 448, monitoring. WRPV 448, looking for Sheboygan County Bob, station 544. Are you listening this morning, Bob? WRPV 448, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSHR 566 WSGU 814. You out there? WSHR 566 WSG 844.
This is WSID 817, monitoring.
817, this is WSAA 336, got a copy.
Yep, copy that, Chuck. Good morning, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had graduation party on Saturday, and then yesterday we celebrated my my youngest grandson's first birthday.
That's very cool. I'm glad you had a good weekend. I went up to Traverse City area. I was actually in Benzie County over the weekend, in the middle of Benzie County, in the middle of no man's land. We were camping out there, and there we were two tracking, and we went to the Alberta beach and walked on the beach for a while, and just tried to stay cool. But it was so hot, it was so miserably hot. We turned the air conditioning on in the camper and took a nap because it was so hot. There's not much there. And the dogs were just panting all the time. It was pretty warm, but we did have a good time, though.
Yeah, that's good. I thought about you. I think it was Saturday. There was a big storm that went through there.
Yeah, it did get windy. It didn't rain a whole lot, but it did get really windy. We had a shelter up, and the wind took it over. We had to take it and tie it down really good. But yeah, it was pretty windy, but other than that, it was hot and windy.
Yeah, you'll have that. We've experienced about everything camping, but it's still fun to get away.
Yeah, copy that. It was fun. So the place where we camped at, you can probably look it up on Google if you want, if you were so inclined. I was near the corner of Hooker Road and Hayes Road, which are... It's two tracks and seasonal roads to get back there. So it was like muddy and sandy, so I had to use four-wheel drive a couple times to get through there. But it was a good time overall. I'm glad that I was able to go visit my buddy Sean. It was his birthday on Saturday, so you know, we cooked steaks and brats, and it was a good time had by all. Especially we went down to Alberta Beach, and we got into the Lake Michigan and walked around in the water a little bit and stayed cool. I guess that was just about it. We didn't do too much. As Saturday came and we were sitting around, we had a generator there, and we put gas in the generator and then ran the air conditioning in the camper because we were sitting outside and trying to keep, you know, sitting out in the shade, trying to keep cool, and it just sapped the energy right out of us. We went in and took naps.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yep, there was an adoption event at the shelter yesterday that I missed because I was up north. But there were a number of dogs that got adopted yesterday, so I wanted to tell people about that too. That was a good thing. I came back, I unpacked, and then I slept pretty much all day yesterday. I threw my call sign out here and there yesterday, but it was so stinking hot. I wasn't listening to the radio too much, and I played a little video games yesterday, and went to bed early because I was just so wiped out from the weekend. But yeah, it's good to talk to you, Chuck. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and we'll probably talk to you again later. It sounds like we might be linked up right now. I thought I heard 556 out there. Maybe Dave's listening too.
Yeah, I wondered the same thing. I'm pretty sure we are because I could hear like some of the people that are probably in Ohio or whatever. Kurt Chunk, but they weren't getting through to us, you know, and that's usually how it is. But yeah, today I'm gonna basically be home all day. I'm waiting for a phone call from the doctors. That's all we're waiting on, and then we can get my mom placed.
All right, cool. Did you find a place? Did you already decide on a place that she's going to go, and you just have to get the permission from the doctor or something?
Affirmative, yes. We took her, and she loved the place, and the lady asked when she'd like to move in, and she said today. And my sister and I both fell out of our chairs.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you found a spot for her to be comfortable, and you'll be more comfortable too, I imagine. So it's just good for everyone all around. I'm glad to hear that. I'm gonna be sticking around the house for the most part. I have an appointment at noon, and then another appointment at 4, and then I've got work meetings most of the day. So I'm gonna be inside.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to be today, for sure. All right, man, I'll talk to you later. WSAA336, and I'll be clear on your final and monitoring.
Copy that. Have a fantastic day, and maybe we'll talk to you again later. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSIK 839, monitoring.
Copy at FF330, mobile monitoring.
WSEU 202, we are ready for takeoff.
WSGU 844 calling WSG or SHR 566. You got a copy on me? No copy on WSG or WSHR 566. This is WSGU 844. Clear.
844. This is WSA 336. Got a copy.
Good morning, Chuck. We're late. I'll be darned. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Staying out of the heat, are you?
Oh, negative, negative. No. Well, luckily I have an air-conditioned delivery truck, and most of my stores are air-conditioned. But, yeah, I'm just starting my day right now. How you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good this morning. We found a place for Mom, and so we're just trying to tie up all the loose ends there. So hopefully this week we can get her in there.
Yeah, copy that. I'll hope it all goes well. Been there, done that. My mother-in-law was, we had to do that with the mother-in-law. So, yeah, know how it is. I hope it all goes well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll let you get getting, and you have a great day. I just wanted to reach out and say good morning to you. WSAA 336. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
Yeah, roger that, Chuck. Thanks for giving me a holler. Have yourself a great day and stay cool, and hope all goes well. And we'll talk to you again. Take care, WSCU 844.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810, just wanted to say a quick good morning to everybody.
WSCZ 810, how are you doing this morning? This is WSID 817.
Good morning, 817, how are you?
I am inside in the air conditioning, so I am happy as a clam. I logged in a little bit early this morning. I'm still getting my feet on the ground, but I'm getting caught up here and cleaning some stuff up. I guess there was an incident over the weekend and I was off, so getting caught up and seeing what the problem was and clearing out the fallout, I suppose.
I worked last night, and that's the last I have to work until midnight on Wednesday, and I guess now the real work begins. Seems like I do less at work than I do when I'm off of work.
Yeah, I understand that. So you got a lot of projects, like personal projects you got to work on, or what do you got going on today?
I got a couple errands here in town, and then I got to run up to Midland. My partner doesn't drive, and they have an appointment this morning, so I got to run up there and get them to their appointment, and then I'm not sure what we're doing after that yet. And then we got some activities next weekend, so there's a bunch of things I got to get done in preparation for that. So, yeah, fun times.
That sounds fantastic. Rolling stones gather no moss, so just keep on trucking there, buddy. Let's have a fantastic day today. I gotta put my nose back down in the grindstone, but it's good to hear you out there, and I wanted to wish you a good morning as well. So this is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Have a wonderful day as well. We'll talk to you soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 will be monitoring for a few minutes anyway.
WRTX 930.
WSCU 202, and we're monitoring.
Hey, 202, how are you doing this morning?
We're just sitting up here in Mount Clemens. The wife went in to get an MRI.
Oh boy, that sounds like fun. Well, hopefully it's for nothing too serious.
You never know, man. At our age, you never know what it's going to be, right?
Yeah, I just had one of those done on my knee not too long ago, and that turned out to be great because they found something they could take care of, and they went in with a needle and drained whatever it was that they saw on the MRI, and my knee felt great ever since, so I loved it. That was great.
Yeah, well, she turned, 57 or 58, you know, she's got that celiac or something like it, so she's got food problems and this and that, and there's no telling what's going on inside that body for that poor woman.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like any fun. Well, hopefully it turns out for the better. I'm just, I-75 north here around between Saginaw and Bay City. My way up to the UP.
Yeah, there you go. Wave a hand out there to Sheboygan Bob. He's up there somewhere. Well, not somewhere, but yeah, he's up there.
Oh yeah, I know where he is. Although it's been a little bit since I've talked to him, but I haven't been on a whole lot recently, but who knows?
Yeah, my sister lives about 12 miles north of the way the crow flies from him. She's right on Mullet Lake there.
All right. Nice. Yeah, I'm going all the way over to the west end of the UP, over into the Keweenaw there. See if I can make some more progress on the barn I'm building on our property there.
That's got to be the most beautiful place on earth, man. I'm sitting here picturing it now. We were in Indian River there for a while, and I didn't want to come back down here, but, you know, work called. Take some cigars with you. What's that, Jack? Did you say take cigars with you? Yeah, take some cigars with you. What's happening, Cap?
Oh, not too much there, Jack. It's been a while. Yeah, don't worry. I got plenty of cigars with me.
You're heading north. WIG48. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Hey, I've been on the GM every day. So if you want to hear me, I'll be out there on the GM. Roger?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. On the what?
On the GM frequency, WWHGM.
Okay, I guess I don't know what those are.
Yeah.
know, every day they got different topics out there.
I guess I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know if you're a ham or not. You gotta be a ham.
I'm a general class ham, but I've not heard W8CM. I don't think I've heard of that. W8CMN, but EM, I'm not sure I heard that one.
W8GM.
I don't know if any of theirs are around me that I can get to, but I'll look them up. Well, I'm going to the UP now, so maybe I'll hear you on Echo Link.
Yeah, Echo Link is the best thing for you because you're way up there. But if you're down here, yeah, there is Echo, and they are on All Star. They're all over. They have one in the theater. Right on top of the Renaissance.
All right, I gotcha. Yeah, I need to get my own All-Star node. The Echo Link is kind of kooky. And the audio is not so good. But it works.
Okay, I gotta go over there, so we'll talk later. Talk to me after you come back. You take care, have a good day. Sorry, just cutting guys off. Take care. WIG 48.
All right, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your day there. Good talking with you. WRTX 930. The other station, I think it was 202. Still out there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just enjoying Jack's speech, man. That's all. I was just sitting back listening.
You always know it's Jack. He's got that booming voice that just carries over. No mistake in that one.
Yeah, my wife's not even on this thing, and she knows who she is. She recognizes his voice right off the bat.
Yep, definitely no mistake in that one. Now, I've been on this Bay City machine here. I've not worked this one too much before, but it seems to be working good.
Sounds beautiful down here in Mount Clemens. I'm right around that repeater here somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I always heard that they never finalized the Bay City's antenna and it doesn't get out too far, but I've been carrying it from Saginaw north of coming up on Pinconning now. It's working. At least you sound good.
Yeah, I'm talking on one of them all in BTEX, them 50 Vs.
All right, yeah. Well, if you're from Mount Clemens there, handheld works perfectly fine. Yeah, I'm on a 50-watt mobile. That does pretty well.
Yeah, mine's not a handheld. Yeah, it's a 50-watt mounted radio, correct?
All right. Yeah, good deal. Well, this one's starting to crack up here, and I know the Saginaw machine drops off around this point, too, so starting to get not so many bars on your receive. So I'll chat with you later. Thanks for the drive, and hopefully your wife's MRI turns out for the better, and this is WRTX 930, clear on your final.
Yeah, I think it's either her appendix or she's just got a bad case of indigestion. I don't know. But WSEU 202, have a great one. I'm clear.
WSHS 567, monitoring.
Anywho, But yeah, hope your day is going well, and you're probably back to work, eh?
Yep, copy that. I logged in a couple hours ago. I think it was just before 7 I logged in. So I've been working for a couple hours already, and I got a meeting at 9. I've been off of work since Wednesday, so it's been a long 4-day weekend for me. And it took me a while to get my feet on the ground, but oh my gosh, today has all the symptoms of a Monday, so it's going to be a busy day today, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I hear you there. We'll try to stay cool, make sure you're keeping a lot of fluids in you, and you're staying nice and cool, or at least try to stay cool, that is, and hopefully maybe you're in some air condition, and hopefully maybe you'll get into some water in the pool later on, maybe over at Lori's, possibly, if you get some time, but just wanted to jump in there and see if you were available. Just wanted to shout out to you. How was the Traverse City GMRS repeater? Just out of curiosity, did that work pretty good?
Yeah, copy that. I was in Benzie County. I was probably a good 15 miles away from the repeater. I'd have to take a look, but I was far enough out of town that I could not hit the Munson Hospital repeaters. But I was able to access the GMRS repeater. There were a few call signs on there, but I was monitoring most of the weekend, and it was dead. I was not throwing out my call sign very often. I asked for a signal report. I got it from a 511 station, and that was the only call sign I heard on GMRS. There were a couple of 2-meter repeaters that were a little bit more busy, but there was not a whole lot of traffic up there, I'll be honest.
Roger that, I hear you there. So GMRS repeater up there was, you said it was kind of dead, you said then basically, you said you only heard a couple people.
Yeah, there was only a few people on there. I didn't hear anything. Like there was very, very little traffic on GMRS, but I was getting very good reception on GMRS. Like I had no problem hitting the repeater. There was just not very many people on there, I don't think. Or they just weren't very talkative, I would say. And I'd throw my call sign out there and say I was monitoring, and it would just be dead. There's nobody talking on there, so I got to talk with, I only really got one good call sign on one of the ham repeaters up there, but other than that, like, there was, just overall, there was very little traffic on the 4 repeaters that I was listening to up there.
I copy that. I was just kind of curious, just wanted to, get some feedback on that. I was just out of curiosity. But all right, Mike, you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Like I said, try to stay, as cool as possible, and hopefully your work day for this Monday won't be too stressful on you, hopefully. But hopefully we'll be able to talk with you a little bit later on, my friend. And until then, you take care and have yourself a good rest of your day. This will be WSBM 993 on the portable, and we'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Copy that, Chad. Thanks for asking about my weekend, and I hope that your weekend was good, too. We didn't have much planned, so we were just driving around on 2-track trails and had to put it in 4-wheel drive a couple of times, but it was a good weekend. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring for just a little bit longer.
WSGM 993, this is WSA 336. You got a copy, Chad?
336, 993, go ahead.
How you doing today, other than the heat?
Oh, this heat is really tearing me apart over here, man. It's really messing with me, but other than that, I guess I'm doing okay, my friend. Hope all is well your way also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you I'm sitting in front of the air conditioner or anything like that. That'd be mean.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. I know how that is, sitting in front of the air conditioning. But unfortunately, right now, that's not an option right now at the moment. But hopefully things will be situated on that here real soon, I hope. I don't know about today, but hopefully the sooner the better. But hopefully it'll get figured out.
Yeah, copy that. It's like... you know, your car goes out in the middle of winter or whatever, you know, or the heat. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I copy that one. So, yeah, other than that, your day is going okay, though? It's going pretty good, though, for the most part and all that?
Yeah, it's going really good. We found a place for Mom, and we're just waiting on the doctor's report. Might have to take her for a chest x-ray, and then we can start, once we get that paperwork in and all that, then we can start taking her stuff over to get treated. They treat everything before they let somebody come in.
Yeah, roger that, I hear you. Well, that's good then. Like I said, I'm really glad that, you know, she liked the place and really fell in love with it, and, you know, going to be a blessing for her to, you know, enjoy it over there, so that's awesome. It's kind of like an assisted living. Is that kind of like what it is, if I remember right?
Yeah, it's an assisted living. There's going to be people there for her to talk to. She really needs that. I think that's what she was missing most when she was at my house. I don't think it was, it was more of the isolationist, I think, the isolation that was the problem over here.
Yeah, I copy that one. I hear you. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad that, you know, everything's working out for the best for her and all that, and for you too as well, so. But, other than that, any other plans, or not really?
No, just waiting around for a phone call from the doctor's office, and I'm going through some of her stuff here. That's basically all we can do for now.
Yeah, roger. You said that she had her own house or whatever, right? But it's like she don't stay there no more.
Yeah, roger that. She cannot stay by herself. The reason we brought her over here is because I would have to stay at her house, and that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, copy that one. Probably her house is probably going to be going up for sale then, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's not really her house. It's, she lived with her boyfriend, so it's, right now it's his son's house, so. Yeah, and that's the other thing, you know, they're in no hurry to sell it, so she had a place to go. It was no big deal.
Yeah, copy. I hear ya. Yeah, but other than that, my friend, that's pretty much about it for right now and that. But I appreciate the shout-out and, you know, the call out there as well. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. You're sounding great. Hopefully this portable's sounding all right as well. It's got a little HT here hooked up in the house with the outdoor antenna connected to it. But, yeah, man, you safe travels out there today on the road if you're out there driving anywhere, and try to stay as cool as possible and stay refreshed with all the fluids there as well. This will be WSBM 993, and we'll just be back clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. You too. Try to stay as comfortable as you can. I know that's got to be hard, but we'll be acting at you later. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring. WRUG 488, are you out there, Jack?
Go ahead. How are you doing this morning with this hot weather?
Oh, yeah, she's a dandy.
That's good. Well, I had to air on yesterday all day and all that, not today, too. And that's for sure, because when you get to like 95, 96, stay away from that heat for a little bit. So maybe about 5, 6 o'clock, then it cools down a little bit.
Yeah, we went to my youngest grandson's birthday, first birthday party yesterday, and my daughter was going to cancel it, but seeing the weather and said, well, we're gonna keep it at the facility because they'll have air inside, Roger.
I might as well. Anyhow, so what is the temperature now by you?
I haven't checked it lately, but, hey, were you still planning on coming up here Friday?
So far, it looks good, you know, but I don't know if things are going to change or something like that during these four days. I don't know yet. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Just keep us informed. I just checked my radar, and it said it's 82 up here in Saginaw.
You said that Friday is going to rain up that way?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain all week except today, it looked like.
I don't know that. You know, maybe no big deal. The rain is no big deal anyhow. But if it's not a thunderstorm, no, I won't be able to make it. A thunderstorm is different because wind is blowing hard and all that stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. We had that party in Midland yesterday, and it was over 100.
Yeah, I was out on the family's house by the golf course there, and it was hot. We stayed inside anyhow. The wind was blowing. Hot air.
Yeah, Roger that.
And it still is. All right, good talking to you. Good to hear you. Don't worry, I'll give you a holler if I'm going to come by there. No problem. You take care and have a good day. WIG 48.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. Let us know. It's WSA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSA Tower, 566, on the air monitoring.
WSIM 729 through 26. WSIM 779 for radio check.
Yeah, radio check. I can hear you, but there's a lot of popcorn noise.
Thank you. Copy that, WSHR 566.
WSHR 556, WSBM 993.
Go ahead, 993.
How's it going out there today, bud?
Oh, pretty good.
Just working, or are you off today?
No, I'm off today. I work tomorrow, and then I'm off and probably won't go back. Going to be on a little vacation. My daughter's getting married, so we're leaving to go to Chicago Park on the 30th. We're going to come back on the 5th, I think, or the 6th. So just trying to keep cool, that's all.
I hear you on that one, man. It's definitely a hot one, no doubt, for sure. But, yeah, I heard you in there real quick, man. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. So, hope all is going well, and try to stay cool out there, my friend. You take care for now, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. You have a good day, too. Keep cool. Hoping to talk to you later. And, yeah, I'm kind of worried about Dave. I haven't heard Dave since Wednesday or Thursday, so I don't know if he's just a missing accident or what. But, yeah, you have a good day, and WTR, 566, clear money.
WSDU 202. Dave's all right, just trying to beat the heat.
Copy that, 202. Thanks. Tell him that Kevin WHR, WSHR 56 said hi. If you talk to him, he will be on the radio later. WSHR 56, clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
SID 528 monitoring.
Good morning, 528 Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Right back at you, Sam. How's your day going?
So far, so good. Can't complain too much. How about yours?
Well, I just got done working out and watching this thermometer rise up. Looking forward to this heat.
Yeah, blame you. I got some errands and appointments and stuff I'm doing this morning, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the day at the pool.
I'm sitting around the house most of the day in the air conditioning because I can't take that heat much.
Yeah, definitely going to be a scorcher for sure.
And when it's all over with and it goes back down to the mid-70s or, you know, right around there, I like that a lot better. Well, I'm glad you're out doing things early before it gets too hot.
Life responsibilities, no matter how hot or cold it gets, still got to do them, but, yeah, I don't really have anything outdoors planned other than going to the pool, so hopefully it won't be too bad for me there.
I don't blame you. I see this radio's been pretty quiet lately. There hasn't been too many people on.
Sometimes I'll get on and I'll be driving around for an hour and not hear anybody. Other times I'll get in the car and turn the radio on and I can't even get in there because there's so many people talking. So it's just really kind of hit or miss, you know, but I'm glad that I'd rather have too many people than not too many people. You know, I'm glad that the hobby is maintaining itself there.
I noticed there's a lot more people getting involved in the GMRS field, and I kind of like that because it seems to be a popular thing now.
I've been in it about a year now, and I'm very happy with it, and, you know, just hope that it doesn't fall to the wayside like certain other bands have, but, you know, every once in a while, you get a knucklehead on there, but they seem to disappear pretty quickly, so, you know, I'm thankful for that, too.
Where are you at, anyways? You're kind of breaking up a little bit. I'm only getting 3 to 4 on you. I'm just curious where you're at.
Yeah, 75 going north, just out of Saginaw right now. I'll probably pick up signal here in a second because I'm about to get on top of the bridge, and once I get on the other side of the bridge, I'll probably drop out and back in again.
You okay? I'm on a base unit.
I have a base
do is go to sleep, get up, and go right back out again. You sound like an awful busy guy. You know, I work overnight, so, you know, I gotta get off of work and then try to cram everything I got to in the day and try to get some sleep somewhere before I go back, but fortunately I'm off the next couple of days. Yeah, there. Anyway, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. I'll have to get back with you later. This is WSIB 528, clear up your final. Yep, just coming down the other side of the bridge. Have a good day. Nice chatting with you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
10 from 993, copy.
993 from 810, good morning, Chad.
Good morning to you. Yeah, the other station said you were breaking up or whatever. I can hear you loud and clear, no problems.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going north. I just came off the Zewalkie Bridge there.
Copy that. Well, I heard you in there. I just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. And like I said, sounding good. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello. So safe travels out there, and try to stay as cool as possible and replenish real well with the fluids and enjoy that swimming later on, my friend. You take care for now. WSBM 993 and the mobile will be clear and monitored after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Sorry I dropped off on you Saturday. I was just getting to my partners, and they're just on the fringe of coverage there. But anyway, I appreciated the shout out there on Saturday. I'll talk to you soon. You have yourself a wonderful day as well. I know you do the same. Stay hydrated. Stay safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 monitoring.
WRTX 930.
Station 544. Station 544. WIAG 488. Copy. WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIAG 488. Copy.
WIAG 38, clear.
SPM 993 in the mobile monitoring.
WSBQ 684 mobile.
WSGX 922 monitoring.
Check 1-2.
PM 993 in the mobile monitoring. WSID 817, WSID 817 from WSBM 993, copy.
WSBH922 mobile.
RZQ 607 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
659.
WRUG 488, station 488. WSGH 922. WSGH 922, clear. WSHC 972, standing by. Grant 792, WRNW 329. Too bad, just trying to stay cool, make my way home. Kind of breaking up on that last transmission there. Yeah, I'm on my Kansas Talkie out here in Westland. What's your 20? Over on Connors Avenue and Gratiot. Not far from downtown Detroit. And I'm talking off the Mount Clemens repeater. Ah, very good. Very good.
Yep. Just outside, I got a new Wixon truck radio, GMRS. Still trying to get it to work right.
7-1-0 disconnected.
You having trouble putting the frequencies in? Yep, you got it. A chirp is the best way to go. I think it's the simplest one program to use. You look up the codes on the internet and then type them in manually and then load back to your radio. Yeah, this one won't accept chirp. I bought this off a 2A radio, and this Wixon's got its own program. All I gotta do is download it to the computer. But it's too hot to sit out here in a black truck. Copy that. Well, you can always bring it inside, hook it up to a battery or a little 12-volt power supply. Stay nice and cool doing it. Watch, maybe watch some TV at the same time. And drink a cold beer. Yeah, I hear you there. But at least it's not as bad as it was yesterday. It doesn't seem as humid to me. Figure it's It's really close compared to yesterday. It was supposed to be hotter today. You know, with the humidity and all, hotter than yesterday. It made me break a record today, I'm not sure. I struck saying 100 degrees in my vehicle right now. Okay, copy that. So you just heading home from work? Getting off of work. I got a little more pool cleaning to do, but I gotta wait till that sun goes down a little bit before I do anything. It's just too hot. I can't get in it yet. The water ain't clear enough, so gotta add a few more chemicals to it. Should be clear by tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, copy that. So once you get it, it'll be warm, that's for sure.
Yeah, the name's Tim here anyways. We're going to cut you loose. I got a call coming through here, but I'm going to talk to you again soon. This is WRNW 329. You're clear for now. Nice talking to you. All right, 329. Have a safe day. WSHC 972, clear, standing by. WSFF 330, monitoring mobile.
How are you, Kev?
Doing okay. You all done for the day?
Yep, yep.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, yeah. I had a light load for deliveries, and, yeah, I just tried to move as fast as I could so I could get done and beat the heat.
Yeah, copy that.
What you guys been up to today?
Not much. Just been in the house because it's so hot. I went out for a little bit. But, the spray guy came for bugs around the house and the bees, but I'm back in the house now.
Yeah, copy that. Did you check the temperature of the water of the pool?
Well, yesterday it was 80, so it's probably 80 or maybe more today. I checked the water yesterday, and the chlorine was real low. Well, I know why, because it's so hot. It burns it off, so I might put more in tonight. I like the chlorine, so I don't know. We'll see.
Copy that. How's Tanya doing today?
Oh, she's doing all right.
That's good. I'll tell her that Kelly and I said hi.
Oh, I will.
You work tomorrow?
Yeah, I really don't want to, but I'm gone until next month, so I'll be home this time when it starts getting hot, the hottest part of the day.
So you won't be working that many hours tomorrow?
No, what I meant to say is I'm not working 12, I'm only working 8, because I got, I went to a training one day, so that took off like 4 hours for me, so I'm only working 8 tomorrow, which I don't care, because it's going to be hot tomorrow, I'll get off at 2, so.
Copy that. We got a break out there? somebody kept on keying up on, trying to key up on you while you're talking. WSTU 844.
WSHR 566.
Oh, but anyways, yeah, just got a big sales plan this week, so hopefully I can get her done. And then I've got four-day work week next week and another four-day work week the week after because one of the days of the OMI, so I'm taking the 4th of July. Gonna make it a 4-day weekend.
Oh, that's cool. I suppose you'll be up at your cottage for the 4th, eh?
You know what? I don't know what we're gonna do. Our realtor that we bought the house from, she's a friend of ours, and she invited us up to her place, which is just off 5 miles away from us, the Holloway Reservoir. She's got a cottage there. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I won't be around here for the 4th of July, so.
Where are you going to be?
We're going to be up for that wedding. We ain't coming back home till the 5th.
I thought the wedding was this weekend. It's next weekend?
Yeah, 4th of July week, yeah.
Oh, copy that. Well, there might be some beautiful fireworks over Lake Michigan where you are. You never know.
Yeah, copy that. Saugatuck might have something up there. Oh, yeah, there'll be something going on up there. I know that.
Copy that. You have the radio on all day?
Yeah, I talked to Chad a couple times. The link was open. As far as I know, it's still open. I don't know.
Copy that. You didn't hear from Dave at all?
No, I was talking to Chad, and I said something about Dave, and 202 came on and said that Dave is okay. He's just trying to trying to get through the heat or something, so.
Okie dokie. Well, so when you're off, you monitor McComb at all?
Since I got this new radio, my other bail thing, the little one like you got, we both got, I put that one up on my thing, and I put the long antenna on it, and I put that on scan. Yeah, I'll leave that on here and there. I've been getting Lapeer County. I think today I got Lapeer County pretty good today, so I've been trying to get it close to the window as I can. But yeah, I'll use that one for scanning, and I'll use this one for talking to you or whoever.
Copy that. Now, what about work? You monitor that at all when you're not there?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, because it's in the bank that I scan, but yeah, I do.
Are busy today, or?
Yeah, I've been listening to it today a little bit. I shut it off a while ago because the air control tower at Salford was going through there, and sometimes it's real staticky, and it's not worth leaving on, so I'll probably put it on later on or something.
So Squad 3 going down Roswell Highway coming, I don't know if it was mutilating for Chesterfield or they went to the base or what, but they were coming down Roswell Highway from the direction from the base.
Yeah, they might have went over to Selfridge Fire to drop something off or get something. I don't know.
Ajo. Did you do yesterday anything?
No, not much. We went in the pool yesterday, and about 5 o'clock. We went in the pool, stayed in there till about 6, got out. And then I talked to you around, what time was that, around 7, 8 o'clock? I talked to you, and then, like I said, we went to church yesterday, and I had to go out to my brother-in-law's and feed the dog, but that was about it.
Wendy played baseball on next Saturday. I was talking to someone today that had a game tonight.
I'm supposed to play on Friday, but with all the stuff going on with the wedding coming up and stuff, I don't know if I'm going to go or not. I probably shouldn't have signed up because, I mean, I like going, but I don't. And, it doesn't matter, though, because I guess they've had enough people to play. But I think next year I'll just tell them, if you know you need help or something like that, there's going to be people gone. I'll just fill in.
Hear you there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be that humid out. To me, it doesn't. It's hot, but it doesn't seem to be real humid.
I don't know what the humidity is. I know I've been checked out WWJ on, and they said it was in the 90s. My truck is saying 101. My three-wheel truck said 100. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the weather band is working again.
Cool. So you are picking it up, no problem?
Yeah, I had it locked in. Then I started hearing somebody talking. I went in there, and it was the weather channel. So it was coming in pretty decent. So maybe, because I remember something, they were doing updates or doing something to it. So maybe that's what they did. They made it maybe more sufficient where you can pick it up.
I'm going to have to check it out at my place. But, I think the nearest power for the National Weather Service is either Clio or Carroll. I'm not sure.
I think the one for me is in where the Weather Service is in White Lake, I think.
I'm not sure. Keep on forgetting about 53 being backed up between 25 and 26. I'm doing it again. I don't know what the heck they're doing. It's been over a week.
Oh, yeah, when I went down to Hamtramck on Saturday, it was backed up on 94. It wasn't very long, but it was just a pain in the butt. It went down the one lane.
Well, I heard they had 75 closed down, if I'm not mistaken, over the weekend. They're always doing something.
Yeah, copy that. So what are you going to do when you get home?
It's been a long, even though it's been a short day, it's a long day. So, yeah, just relax.
Oh, I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. But you got that nice porch in the back with the shade. I know it's hot out, but...
Well, I know the dog needs to be brushed. She's shedding like crazy. And I'm not mowing. I mowed the grass yesterday morning, the front and the two sides. So I won't have to do that. When it cools down, then I have to do the very back.
Yeah, I did mine on Sunday when I came home from church. I waited till it got cool. I think I did it around 5 or 6. The back, I'm letting it grow a little bit before I cut it.
I copy that. Neighbor did all of his in the heat. It was probably close to noon or something like that yesterday. we with first, and then he did and then he mowed. He does the front, and then his wife does the back, which there's more of the back than there is the front. So I don't know, maybe she just enjoys doing it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't, if it's going to be real hot, I don't, I mean, yeah, I could go do it, but why go out there in that heat when you can wait till in the evening to do it, you know?
They got a zero turn, and I think they, I think he said they've got 12 acres.
Well, yeah, you can go pretty good with those zero turns.
Yeah, I already looked at those, but those are $3,000-$4,000, the cheapest ones.
Yeah, did you look at the John Deere ones?
I wasn't going to look at those. I knew for sure those would be out of our price range. No, Club Cadet, and then there was another one, because we bought the John Deere at Home Depot up there in Lapeer.
Yeah, copy that. I think when I got mine, well, that was back back in 2011. I think it was like $2,000, I think that one was, so my Ryder.
2,300 for the one that we have, and my mother-in-law bought the other one about 12 years ago or so, or maybe more. I don't know how much she paid on that one.
Copy that. WSHR 566 for channel identity.
WSBU 844.
Yeah, today's Debbie's birthday, so I guess we're taking her out to same as Dave's. I think there's one down in, as far as I know, the only one that I know of is down in Roseville, so we're taking her there today.
Yeah, well, wish her a happy birthday for me.
I sure will.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to let you go so we can clear this the frequency if anybody else wants to talk. So, good talking to you. Tell everybody we said hi, and maybe we'll chat to you later.
Yeah, copy that. Have a safe drive home, and maybe still the radio's on, or the link is on, or whatever. I'll maybe talk to you later this afternoon. If not, I'll probably talk to you sometime, or I won't be able to talk to you in the morning, of course, so. WHHR 566 clear after your final.
Roger, have yourself a good one. And we'll talk at you later. Safe travels and enjoy the dinner. And again, wish her a happy birthday from us. And talk to you later. WSTU 844.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSTU 257 mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, WSTU 844.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIZ 48, copy. WIZ 48, clear.
Hello, Jack, WSTU 844.
Well, good afternoon, Sherman. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself, Jack?
Pretty good to stay out of the sun, that's for sure.
Definitely. Same here. I'm on the way home from work, and I'm going to go in a nice air-conditioned house and just relax, chill.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that one. Roger.
Roger, yes. All right, I just wanted to say hi to you, so let you get back to what you were doing. So good talking to you like always. Sounding good. We'll talk to you sometime again. WSTU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
Sherman, anytime. No problem at all. We'll talk to you. Either way. Take care. Have a good day. WIEC, please. WSCI 847 WIEG 48 copy WIEG 48 clear Station 544 Station 544 WIEG 48 copy. Station 359 WIEG 48 Station 922 Station 922 WIEG 48. Station 922 WIEG 48 copy.
IUG 48. How are you doing this afternoon, Jack? WIEG 49 WIEG 48,
go ahead.
How are you going today, Jack?
It's just a hot weather, about 99 here.
That's what I'm reading about, 99. It's hot, but it'll cool off here in the next couple of hours. It'll drop down a little bit.
Yeah, probably, that's what they said. 50% chance of shower in another couple of days.
A little more rain, it'll probably cool it off a little bit. We're going to need it with all this heat.
Yeah, the grass needed, not me.
Yeah, well, the grass needs it. With all the heat, it'll help it out. Cause things are drying out pretty good with these heat waves. Okay, well, we get some rain, that'll be fine. It'll probably dry up, suck it up right quick, the ground. I was putting some stuff in the pool. Hopefully I can get in it by tomorrow. Maybe today, this evening. I don't know yet. I got to get it clear.
Oh, that's what you got to do, I guess. I got to open up that pool. That way you can jump in it and it gets hot again like that. Which is good. That's what it's going to do next month.
Yeah, it's about, it was almost 80 degrees yesterday. Today it's probably 85. I didn't look. I'm going to take a look here now and get out of the vehicle. I put a few chemicals in it. Hopefully it'll be ready by before dark anyway. Maybe I can do an evening swim.
Yeah, that's so sure. All right, Tim. I know you just got off of work. Go home and relax. Take it easy. Have a beer and relax again. Take care. WIEG 48.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that, for sure. Appreciate it. All right, Jack. I'll let you a little later. WINW 329. You're clear.
Chase Lewis, WSAF 972.
Thank you, sir. First time talking on the new truck-mounted radio. Finally got it. Finally getting it.
Sounding good. A little staticky, but I can make out everything you're saying there.
All right, copy that. This is 20.
Hamtramck, Michigan.
Copy that. Return call on that. WHCS 972. Standing by.
Copy that. Got my call sign wrong. WSFA 972. I put the A and the F in the wrong places.
Copy that. I have to still keep looking. I need to put a...
Copy that. Copy that. What's your location there?
Westland, Michigan. 275 in Michigan Avenue area.
That's a good copy. And you come in more clear.
Yeah, I got to get used to talking on a microphone again. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I was on the TV, and this is all new.
Copy that. Well, you'll love it. Enjoy yourself with it, and welcome back. WSFA 972.
All right, copy that. Walt down here in Westland, you have a good one. 73.
Copy that. 73 to you too, sir. Your name is Ron, WSFA 972, Hamtramck, Michigan. WSFA 972, standing by, monitoring.
WSEA 792, WRNW, 329 tried. No copy on the WSEA 792, WRNW, 329 clear.
Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
Coming in nice and clear here in 21 and 94. This is WSGC 426.
And you're coming in real good too on my end in Shelby Township and 19 in Bequinder, WSGG 772 mobile.
RQE 419 in White Lake, you guys are coming through strong here too.
White Lake, I hope that you are enjoying some fresh lake waters in the sea. This is WSGC 426.
Station on White Lake, WIUG 48, copy. Yes, we're going to try one more time. The station on the White Lake, WIUG 38, copy.
It might be a little bit too close to the water there, WSGC 426.
I just want to know what repeater he's on. That's all. Roger.
Yeah, he was coming in really clear, very nicely, and then his second transmission was not coming through clear at all, so I don't know if he departed or what happened there. WSGC 426.
So the 426, are you new for the GMRS?
That is affirmative, WSGC 426.
Roger. Well, you're sounding good, but you know, you faded out a little bit and coming back. Roger. And this is WIUG 48.
WIUG, I am indoors. I'm sure that's probably what's causing it. So a lot of interference in here, but you're coming in nice and loud. WSGC 426.
So you're on the handheld, correct?
That's affirmative.
And what antenna do you have out there? Because I can tell you one antenna will be good for you, and I'll tell you what to be. Roger.
I'm actually running one of the Bell things, and the antenna is upscale model. It is, let me take a look at it here. I'll be right back with you. WSGC 426.
Go ahead.
It is a TD771 GMRS dedicated antenna. WSGC 426.
I call it TD?
It is a Tango Delta 771 GMRS dedicated antenna, WSGC 426.
Okay. If you want to get out really good, number one, be by the window. Number two, that antenna, I know it's a little bit, it's okay. But if there's better antenna from that one, it'd be Nagoya 771G. Roger.
I did hear Nagoya. What was the model number on that one? WSGC 426.
Go on Amazon and punch in Nagoya 771G. That is a good antenna. And also, when you get that antenna, hold your hand held straight up in the air, because that's what all these repeaters are all about. You have to have your hand held straight. It's a little bit quicker, they're going to be fade out like I was telling you, but you'll do 100% good. Roger.
This is WSGC 426. I did a quick antenna swap for you. This is the Angoya 771 that you were talking about. Can you tell any significant difference?
That's a lot. This one is better from what you had before. You know, we test those antennas, and that's why I was telling you. And just be by the window and hold your hand straight. You're not going to fade out. You're going 100% good. Roger.
Appreciate the feedback. Yeah, I had it handy. I was testing out between this one and the other one, and it's good to know that Angoya is coming through much better. So appreciate the feedback on that one. This is WSGC 426, over and out.
Sure, my name is Jack, and if you need any help, I wouldn't be no problem to help you out at all. If you have a new antenna, a new radio, or whatever. I'm on a different radio right now, but the best radio, if you want a good radio, it's a Riata DB20G. That is the best radio. There's a 25 watt, but it doesn't do any, not better than 20. The 20 is the best radio for base station or for the car. And if you need it for the car, and I'll give you another Nagoya 72. That's a Magna mount. It goes right on top of the car. And that is 100% clear and everything, even signal good.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, Mike.
WSPN 639 for radio check.
Yeah, I can understand you, but you're just a little bit popcorny. But other than that, you're good.
I appreciate it. I'm testing out a new system here. WSPN 639, I'll be monitoring.
This is
Eagle One. Are you Eagle Two? Hello.
This is Eagle Two. Okay.
Hello.
WSEL 475, Ronald, are you out there? WSEL 475, Ronald, are you out there? WSEL 475, Ronald, are you out there?
WSTI 847, WISTI 847, WISG 48, copy.
Ronald, are you out there?
I guess there's a station out there. Go ahead.
WSEL 475, Wendy, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. How's this sounding? Any clearer?
Loud and clear, gotcha, loud and clear. Roger that, WSEL 475 out.
WSEI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIZS 218, WIZS 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WIGF-865.
Blue Angels, they've got an air show down here on
on Labor Day, so yeah, I've seen him a few times. Yeah, it's interesting. They're really good there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but I have not been on a 6 meter yet. I was just going to call you and find out how you're doing today. And, you know, and it's been hot weather here. Today was reaching to 99.
Oh, yeah, it's been hot down here, too. So, yeah, one more day here, I guess, and we'll get a little repeat going on. So, we'll see what happens, though. So, we'll see. We'll talk to you a little later, Jack. You have a good evening. Good to talk to you always. WSAI 47, I'll be clear.
All right, Dan, good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow. You take care and have a good evening.
3 out there.
WSIE 375 monitoring. WSIE 375 transmitting from Clinton Township. Anybody copy?
WRVT 771. Solid copy, sir. Sounding loud and clear.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Copy that.